So this morning, inspired by Corporate Wellness Week, we're taking a closer look at what you can do about it. We are joined on the line by Henriette Venings, a member of the Self-Medication Manufacturers Association of South Africa. A very good morning to you, Henriette.
Good morning.
Henriette, thank you once again so much for joining us on the show this morning. So early this morning. But what are some of the elements that impact on our well-being and productivity, though?
Well, I would think that with the stresses you already mentioned, that one of the issues that predominantly affect us is our mindset towards all of it. As the quote stated that you already mentioned, if somebody loves what they do, it improves their sense of purpose, it improves their sense of belonging and everything around the job they do. So I would think that you should strive to find something that you like to do. So there must be some sense of personal fulfillment. It can't just be about doing it for the sake of a salary, because that is a very real reality, but you will not be happy as an individual doing that. So I think the purpose is a requirement. And then, of course, there are multitudes of literatures of things that people should focus on. For example, good health. You know, if you are a healthy individual, you immediately feel better in your own skin. So therefore, there's not that negativity that comes from just that feeling of not being okay. So that's always a good primary thing to consider, is be healthy, be fit as well. The elements of exercise to improvement of mood and stress reduction and the general manner in which fitness improves every aspect of your life is very important. The issue is juggling the time to work that in with all the busyness that's going on already and other people's priorities impacting each and every one of us as well. It really is an issue of where do I set the boundaries of making space for myself to also fulfill certain things that I need to be a happy individual. And this is really a personal responsibility. Nobody has the job description of keeping people happy or making people happy in any job that I've encountered in the world. So unless you are a motivational speaker, of course, then it's kind of your job description. But you sit with a situation where there are tools out there that one can gather. But it really is a case of what is important to me. How can I ensure that I get what I need? But how do I fit into a team that I also have a harmonious environment, a happy environment, a friction-free environment? All of the negative energies that can happen in a workforce can be extremely sapping on somebody's energy and can lead to unhappiness all by itself without the individual actually contributing much towards that. It's just an environmental issue. So finding where the good space is in life for you to be happy and for you to be able to fulfill your dreams also, find joy in what you do, find purpose in what you do, and ensure that you have whatever you are going to spend your 8 hours or however many hours you spend at work of energy on, that this time and energy is spent on something that is worthwhile and that also then ultimately energizes you because the purpose gets back. And laughter is always good medicine to improve mood and to improve a sense of happiness. So taking life a little bit less seriously always also is a good thing. I mean, as South Africans, we're kind of very good at laughing at everything, which isn't necessarily a good thing either, because making light of all issues is also not really fair.
Yeah,
But making the load seem lighter by making lighter of the load can also improve tremendously the sense of burdenment that people can have, because people can get very down from just feeling overwhelmed. And I think laughter is definitely one of those mechanisms that shakes off some of that stress off the shoulders and you feel a bit lighter again.
You know, I have no problems with that. You know, I'll laugh at anything. But I think for some people, it may be a bit of a challenge. And talking to that, though, I mean, you want to motivate yourself, like you say. You want to be in that mindset that is positive, that the go-getter attitude. But also, I feel like business should also be getting involved in assisting the employees. I mean, from your perspective, what can business owners or bosses do to enlighten the load?
Well, I think the primary thing would be to know what people go through. Everyone has a story. Everyone has something that they're fighting with in a personal space or challenges that they face. So if people feel unfulfilled, you're likely going to lose them. So training people, giving them purpose, basically reinforcing that every person in a business has value to that business and that the individual is worthy of attention and worthy of just that engagement so that we know what makes them, you know, makes everyone tick in the organization. And then, you know, you have that self, well, you have the awareness of the individual and you also generate a tolerance amongst the team for what challenges people are facing. And then you stand collectively stronger. So the individual is then also uplifted in a way by the organization because they feel that they have a place where they are safe, they are cherished. Businesses in general, in my experience, try and do quite a bit for their employees. They try and get some form of work-life balance policy going. They try and say to people, to work optimally, you need to look after yourself as well. So ensure that, you know, you don't burn yourself out at your tasks. We need you for the marathon, not for the sprint. So be with us, be healthy, and be aware of what you need, and then communicate. So I think it's that openness to be able to engage with each other. No matter who's got what title and sits on what echelon of an organogram, it's all about the interaction of the collective. And the moment people are happy in their workspace, it generally anyway improves the entire company's well-being and ability to meet its goals. So it's just actually sensible for a company to ensure that individuals are looked after.
And then, Henriette, as we say goodbye to you very, very quickly, if you have a message for our Cape Talk listeners, I mean, I'm talking about wellness, what would that be? Very, very quickly.
Find the balance in life. You can't do everything. Prioritize and do the things that you love to do.
So you're saying I should play my PlayStation more. Thank you very much. Thank you. I agree with that. I could. You know what? I hope you can go to my house and tell my partner that you know what? Henriette said, and she's an expert at this. She says that I must play my PlayStation. Henriette, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. May you please have a fantastic Saturday morning further.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Sure.